We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples, chatting today with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee and Public Works Director Peter Clark. And we talk a lot about the roads and the bridges in Pottawatomie County because there's a lot of them, and there's a lot of repairs I know that are coming up, especially on the bridges.
Yeah, we have a lot of bridge projects that are in the works right now at various stages. Right now, we have one bridge that our in-house crews are in progress in replacing, and that's Union 14. We call those bridges out by which township they're located in. Union Township, bridge number 14 inside that township is the one that's being replaced right now. That's on Pauling Run Road, just to the east of Wheaton Road in Pottawatomie County. Our crews are about two-thirds of the way through getting that bridge built. We got the piling set, and most of the steel swung across that. They're setting some of the sheet piling, and they'll put the deck on the bridge probably toward the end of this week with the goal of having that bridge open late September, early October. So they're making great progress, and we're really happy about that. Our in-house crews are really making some good strides in the process of replacing bridges in-house, which does save us some money. The downside is it takes time with those guys. They could be doing other repairs on other bridges. But it does save the county money by being able to do that.
If I remember right, last week you had kind of a 10-year plan for bridges kind of pushed out here so that you will be replacing these efficiently.
Yeah, in it was late August. We gave a big presentation on all the bridges that we have based on their sufficiency rating. We ranked them, on what condition they're at on the inspection we had earlier this year, and prioritize which ones we should replace, which ones would be good candidates for grants. And that whole process helped us to evaluate what we're going to do for this 2020. Even though it's a 10-year plan, the next year really is the only one that we have set in stone for 2020.
Okay. We've got a phone call. All right, let's get to the phones. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes. Thank you for all your efforts in Pott County. When we came over here from the family home in Manhattan, and we come in on Elbow Lake Road and put in $350,000, $400,000 house, we expect a family home to have the amenities that you have negotiated with the monopolies in the area. And the cable people, the internet people coming from the east can only come up, from their understanding, within a mile of Elbow Lake Road. And the other alphabet people with their internet are refusing to put in internet cable up Double Lake Road, the northern sections here where all the new homes are going in. When you negotiate these monopolies, we need to make sure they're going to go fulfill their discussion of providing these kind of services. We can get the gas out here. We can drill our own well waters. We get the power coming into the home, but then our modern convenience of the internet is lacking. And with the last 10 years, all the discussion of rural internet, it really seemed that it would be important until we come up to the negotiated jurisdiction areas that they can serve. They're within a mile of the house, less than a mile, and they claim they can't bring the internet over to us. Thank you so much for your efforts.
I appreciate that call. I'm going to tell you, the commissioners do not negotiate where the internet cable goes or so on. We have Home City, who brings service to Wheaton and then on down to Westmoreland, and then WTC has a certain area and they have permission to do business, but not all residential. I myself have wanted to change service providers, and even in our development cannot get that permission. I haven't dissected it, but it's a conversation I'd be willing to look at further. It wasn't under my venue, but it is one of the things that's most important for rural development across the state, is to have the ability to work from home and be able to have good volume of service, technically being able to get down what you want to without interruptions. I've changed several things in our house, and I'm still not necessarily very happy about the way some of it goes. That probably I will put that on my list of things to get smarter about. I know I had asked for WTC to come to our house, and they can go to businesses, but they couldn't go to the houses. They're going around in certain parts of the area. Cox Cable was over on Vineyard, and they, when Peter was trying to do that road and pave it, didn't want to move their cable at all. Finally, we cut it.
Well, they did.
I called him and said, "You don't cut it. If you don't do it, we're going to cut it." And a week later, we did, and then we got it done. But
I think it was not a matter of not willing. It was more just a timing issue that came up.
Yeah, but you told him many days ahead of time. At a certain point, everybody that's in those larger venues, like they're going to put a, we have a hearing for a tower for who's putting up the tower there at the corner of Vineyard and Apple Yard and 24, where the new water tower is going in. And all it says is we can protest on the base of history, but they have gone through the legislature and gotten permission to put those towers on public property without necessarily asking the local governments, nor do we get any rent for that, nor do private citizens get rent for having it on their ground, which used to happen. That was part of a contribution that came into the tax base and was useful as income. And they went to the legislature and got that changed about three or four years ago. And most of the commissioners in the state are not very happy about it because they've come and put towers where it ruined the view or did other things, and counties were left neutered in terms of response. So, and you can catch me personally later and we can try and talk about that because I absolutely know what you're talking about, but I don't know where the lines are. We did not negotiate them.
Good phone call. Well, appreciate that. Back to the bridges here. Do you have some more projects coming up?
Oh, yeah. I think we just got to one. There's a lot of bridge projects. Another one that was discussed pretty heavily with the county commission is in Lone Tree 42, Lone Tree Township, Bridge number 42, which is on Calhoun Road, just to the north of the city of Wheaton. That's a bridge that we had elected to have done with a contractor, and we had a bid opening for it last week. The issue was that all the bids came in higher than the engineer's estimate, about 20% higher at the lowest. That, by statute, did not give us the ability to award the project, so we were required to reject the bids, which we did yesterday. And the commission had a pretty good debate about what to do next. Should we, you know, just go ahead and plan for our crews to replace that bridge when they're done with the Union 14 bridge? Or should we modify this in some way to get better bids? And that's what we elected to do, is to make some modifications to the bidding, open up for some additional alternative designs that would still be applicable and safe, but may reduce the cost in some ways. I think one of the big issues was the bridge was going to require some bore drilling down through bedrock to get the piles for the bridge where they needed to be. And that was going to get pretty expensive just because of the availability of the subcontractors who bore down into the rock. So we're going to look at some alternatives that doesn't require that necessarily and have up to about three different alternatives available in the bid and see when we receive those bids on October 21st if we can get a much better price for our bridge. So that's going to be proceeding back towards bidding again. And hopefully that does work out in our favor. Another set of bridges that we're exploring that are on that 2020 plan we just discussed a little bit ago are two in Lincoln Township, bridge number 24 and number 25, which are right next to each other. They're literally about 800 feet apart. Both of them cross Little Noxie Creek. One is on McDonald Road and one's on Little Noxie Road. And the discussion came when we brought that forward is, can we redesign the road such that we can bypass one of the bridges altogether and just have to replace one of the bridges? Both bridges were rated very low in our insufficiency rating. So they are ranked very high on our replacement list for 2020. And we're exploring right now the idea of being able to change the road alignment, acquire some easement, use some road easement, change where the road goes along the side of the creek instead of going over the creek, and just replace one of the bridges, which it'd be a swap, you know, kind of a swap of, you know, cost. You know, the building 800-foot road, a brand new road, and replacing a bridge are probably about the same in cost. So if you're trying to choose which one is cheaper, it's probably a wash. But long term, you know, having a bridge, you know, taken off of the inventory does reduce the long term cost. So we're going to explore that further and bring forward some options with doing that bypass of one of the bridge on Little Noxie.
I might add on that, that there's a new program by giving up a bridge. In exchange, we get a benefit in terms of building another one. So what might be a cost in road could be a savings in funding for a future bridge in an exchange program that the state's come up with.
Exactly. The one bridge on McDonald Road, which is one that we would actually still replace, that one we submitted for that local bridge improvement program with KDOT, which offers that $50,000 additional funding if you get rid of a bridge in the process. So that whole grant might turn in our favor. We'll hear more about that here in the coming weeks when they make those awards. Speaking of those grants, we're also submitting a grant to KDOT later in October to replace the Lewisville Road Bridge. I can't remember the number right off the top of my head for where it's located, but it's the bridge on Lewisville Road that is east of Flush Road. It's about a 250-foot-long bridge that has a reduced load rating and has pretty poor condition on the deck. So a number of farm equipment aren't able to use it. It creates a long workaround for a lot of farmers and for school buses. So it's been a bridge of high interest to be replaced. So we submitted to KDOT a grant for having that bridge replaced. And the last one that I want to bring up is our favorite, the Bellevue Bridge, or the Paxco Bridge, whichever one you want to call it, depending on if you're in Pottawatomie County or in Waubonsie County, is I think what we call it. We're planning on taking our crews, which are working on Union 14. Once they finish that, they're going to shift over and begin doing some additional patchwork on the Bellevue Bridge. That will require a closure of the bridge for probably up to 2 to 3 weeks while they do that work to do some additional patching. That bridge deck is in the process of falling apart. You know, slowly the concrete, which is a lightweight concrete, is delaminating. Or in other words, the top 2 inches is coming off in a lot of places, which makes for a very rough ride and exposes some of the rebar. So we'll go through and put down additional patches to cover those rough spots and get the bridge as drivable as possible.
All right, that'll be one to watch here for sure. Let's take a break, come back more here with Peter Clark and Dee McKee when we return on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.